Pony in the Porch by Lucy Daniels.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
To Helen McGee. Chapter 1. The little Welsh pony nibbled gently at Mandy's fingers as she fed him the last of the carrot she had brought for him. "There, boy," she said, running her free hand down his silky neck. "Oh, Prince, I'm going to miss you." "So am I," said Mrs. Jackson. "But there's nothing else we can do now Jane has gone to live in York. There's nobody to exercise him, and ponies are expensive to keep." "How is Jane's nursing course going?" said Mandy. Jane was Mrs. Jackson's daughter. Mrs. Jackson had been a widow for 5 years, and she and Jane lived at Rose Cottage, just along the road from where Mandy's grandparents lived. "Oh, Jane has always wanted to be a nurse," Mrs. Jackson said. "She's loving it. But she's worried about Prince. I only hope we can find him a good home." Mandy looked round the little orchard at the back of Rose Cottage. Prince's stable was a simple lean-to shed in a sheltered corner of the orchard. It smelled of sweet grass and tangy peat moss, and the air blew fresh and clean under the trees. "You couldn't find a better home than this," she said. "He's always been happy here," said Mrs. Jackson. She lifted a hand and laid it on Prince's gleaming brown coat.